Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This next prophetic word that Perry Stone talks about is Balaam, the spirit of Balaam and disaster, but also some disasters are going to happen. And we've been talking about, when you go to our prophecies now at VFNTV.com, we have before October 2016 and after 2016, because God spoke and just turned everything. And he told me specifically that, you know, President Trump will be the president of the United States, the people will get the White House back, and that, you know, this is what he's going to do. And so, but a lot of those words before 2016 are still going to come to pass. We just want to make sure people understood that dividing line.
Context, right.
The context of it. And this is great, because you're looking at mercy triumphing over justice that's taking place. But listen to Perry Stone talk about the spirit of Balaam, the disasters, and Jubilee, double Jubilee. Take a look.
One of the things, and we won't have time to talk about this, but we went into our studio to make available for you, as you know, your ministry.
Right.
A teaching that the Lord gave me many years ago. I saw it years ago, and I kept it in my spirit.
You know what? I have never seen what you taught.
So I know you're familiar with it. You always listen to all the material that comes up to you.
I'm saying I have never seen what I read of this.
On that, okay.
No.
One of the things was the strategy of Balaam. And it made no sense. I'm going to go through this real quick. It made no sense that Balaam's name was so negative in the Bible, when if you go to the book of Numbers, he was told to curse Israel, right? But he didn't really curse them. He came back later and said, I can't curse what God has blessed. Now, did he take the money? Yes. And so there was a compromise there. But I realized, as I started reading Revelation, I read Numbers, and I started reading Jewish history, this man did something to try to cause God to turn against his own people. That's the Balaam strategy. And it's the strategy of the enemy. It's the strategy. If I were to sum up a strategy of Satan, I would sum it up in the phrase, the Balaam strategy. And the reason we only have so much time in each segment, and I know I'm going to run out of time here, but it would take about 15 to 20 minutes to explain it in detail. But it's really what is happening in the United States right now. It's definitely it.
Well, you use a word in your description about compromise.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, when I being a minister of the word, I was raised in a full gospel church where I saw the nine gifts of the Spirit operate. Compromise would be for me to deny what I saw. I'm compromising what I saw. I saw miracles of healing under Dr. T.L. Lowry and great men of God, that literally goiters would disappear. I mean, men that couldn't walk. If I were to say, I saw it and I know what the word says, but I don't believe that. I've totally, completely compromised. So we think of compromise as only being sin, but I'm telling you, people are compromising the faith that was once delivered to the saints. There are people who believe that Jesus was there's Christians who believe he was a prophet, but we're just not sure he was the Son of God. They even did a survey with some mainline nominal ministers who don't even believe Jesus was resurrected from the dead. So my point is that there's
a spirit. I could tell you a lot worse that they're doing right now. But then I had a guest that said, I got to watch my mouth. Anyway.
See there, you took that word.
Okay.
But
what is going to happen in America? Just brief.
Two quick things. There's going to be two parallel tracks. There will be some very great national disasters in the next few years. People are seeing it prophetically all over the place. That's going to happen. We have to be prepared for that. At the same time, and I want to say this very quickly, the real Jubilee year was not last year. The real Jubilee year is this year.
Right. 3 minutes.
For real. This is the Jubilee cycle.
So you're looking at, this is the Jubilee cycle, talking about even double Jubilee I heard about.
Yes.
And it makes sense. It's just a miraculous, merciful time. God's doing great things. And I wanted to be able to get this in before the break, because Rich Vera, we've actually had him on the program, his messages a couple times, and he's accurate. He hears accurately. I like what he says, you know, in regards to, you know, if God's doing it, I'm for it. That's just what it is. And so many people are stuck on these divides in their mindset. It's like, God's not divided. God loves us all. As a matter of fact, he prophesied about Alzheimer's and cancer, you know, beginning to heal, or a cure coming. And that's a powerful thing, you know, but you got to step out. And I want to encourage you that it's so tempting when people, when you share what God says to you, them to shut you down because of the fact that they don't believe it, they critique it, they criticize it, they put it in a box. And next thing you know, you're taking the very living word God gave you and you're putting it up somewhere. And they don't even know they killed it. They don't even know their mouth was used to kill it. You got to say, stay strong. Don't share your words with people like that, you know, but just stay strong. But if you share it with the wrong folks, it's like you'll like put your pearls, like the pigs will stomp them in the mud. And
yeah, I believe that's a prophetic word that our brother John Kilpatrick released this year, that the intimidated, shy preacher, that's the a prophet.
Prophet, yeah.
Is going to be gone.
Seers and prophet will be
gone.
You're going
to prophesy those things that God is putting on your
Because
heart.
Things begin to happen when you say what God showed you. There's one thing that was said by John G. Lake was, you know, whatever God shows you in a prophetic encounter for a dream, for example, speak it out boldly because God's going to do exactly, nothing will be impossible for you, is what he said.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.